This display shows all kinds of equipment used by doctors in previous centuries that may perhaps seem strange today. One of these devices is a lancet, which is seen in a wooden case in the cabinet. The lancet is a kind of knife used to open an artery to let blood. Bloodletting was a comprehensive remedy, and there was little it could not treat, or as a well-known medical text said, it gladdens the sad, calms the angry, and prevents lovers' lunacy. Icelandic writings from the 17th century discuss the relationship between astrological signs and individual parts of the body. For example, bloodletting should not be done while the moon was in Gemini or Leo, and for excitable people, bloodletting was best done when the moon was in Cancer or Pisces. The bloodletting point was also very important, but depended on the disease and the relative positions of heavenly bodies. For headaches and idiocy, blood was taken from two arteries in the forehead, but for a late period or infertility, it was taken from two arteries in the nostrils. Cups were applied for another popular medical treatment. Their purpose was to increase blood flow in one part of the body in order to reduce it elsewhere, for example, if there was swelling or bleeding. The cup was heated and placed on the skin and was supposed to draw blood to it from wherever there was too much blood. Delivery stones were for women to hold on to while giving birth. The stones were found on beaches, and in earlier times people did not know that they were actually pits from large fruit borne by currents from the East Indies. Treatments like these are based on the ancient Greek theory of circulation, basically revolving around the need for draining from the body excess lymph and blood collecting in certain places and causing specific diseases.